Recording going and okay. So we are up to Ezu Nasi, right? In the bottom of Yud Aleph and Aleph. So Ezu Nasi Zemelech. So the Nasi we've been talking about, as we've said over and over, is the national Nasi, the king. So Tanu Rabana, Nasi. I don't know. Nasi, Yachal Nasi, Shevet Kenachron Ben Aminadav. You might have thought that it even applies to the Nasi of a Shevet, like Nachshon ben Aminadav, who is the Nasi of Yehuda, Talmud Lomar. I think this drasha did come up earlier. I'm pretty sure we already saw it. Mikol mitzvah Hashem Elokav, ulalan omer laman yilmad liyarad Hashem Elohav, ma lalan she'en al gabav el Hashem Elohav, av nasi she'en al gabav el Hashem Elohav. We make a gzera shavet to the parsha of the Melech, and we say the Nasi here must be one who has nobody above him except for God, and the only person in that stature is the king. So, ba minei Rebbe mei Rebbe Chiya. Kagon ana, Shabbi Yehuda Nasi, it said, what about me? Ma'u b'sa'ir. Because he said, look, I'm the Nasi. I'm not the king, but I'm also the most powerful person in amongst the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Lei, Harei Tzarat Chabi Bavel. Sorry, there is the exilarch in Bavel. And, you know, if you know that in general, there were these political powers that existed in both Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, and there were often competitions between them. This was true in the time of the Gemara. This was true later on in the Gaonic period, probably most famously in the time of Rasajagon, where Rasajagon had quite the fight with the exilarch in his time, and also fought with the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael over the calendar. So he says, Eitve Malchei Yisrael Malchei Beit David Elu Mevi'im La'atzmam Elu Mevi'im La'atzmam. He said, but wait a second. The king of Yisrael and the king of Yehuda, both of them would bring this karban, which implies that just because there's someone of similar stature for you, similar stature as the king somewhere else, that doesn't diminish your status as the ruler. So Amar Lei, Hatem lo kaifi ahadadi, hacha anan kafinan lohu le didhu. He said, no, there they were completely independent. This is not true here. The authority of the exilarch in Babel was actually more important, was more powerful than the authority of the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, right? And then that was because the exilarch was a government recognized position, and the authority was given was more powerful to the exilarch in Babel than it was to Eretz Yisrael. So ba minei Rebbe mei Rebbe Chiya, kagon ana mahu b'sa'ir. Oh, sorry, I just went back. Rav Safra matnu achi. Rav Safra has this discussion as follows. Ba minei Rebbe mei Rebbe Chiya, kagon ana mahu b'sa'ir. Amalei ahatam shevet hacha mechokek. V'tanya los yasser shevet miyuda zet rosh kolash b'bavel. Shirodet Yisrael b'makel u'mechalkeg v'ein rak lav elu b'nimanav she'elel shemalamdim Torah l'Yisrael b'rabim. So another version of it was he said, do I have the authority? And he says, no. The malchut, so to speak, of Yehuda, to the extent that it exists, right, lo yasir shevet Yehuda, which he reads here as a promise, that the scepter shall never leave Yehuda, that remnant of the Malchut is the exilarch in Bavel who has power, like political power, to punish people. You know, the staff, the power of the rod. We teach Torah. We set laws. We are softer power than that. We are not quite the type of power that you're talking about when you talk about the king. This pasuk, by the way, and I think I've mentioned this before in Parsha, is one of the most discussed sukkim in Jewish Christian relations in the medieval period, because the way the Christians read this is lo yasur shevet in Yehuda ad ki yavo shilo velo yikat amim. The malchut will not leave these Yehuda will not leave the Jews until ad ki yavo shilo, which they note is Rashi Tevot, Yavo Shilo Vilo is Yeshu. So they read it as the Malchut won't leave Israel until Jesus, and then it will cross over to Jesus. And the Jews, therefore, spent a lot of time understanding this pasuk to respond to it. And they noted that that's very nice, except if you look not just the Rashi Tevot of that word, but you look at the broader context of the pasuk, you will get Yesh lo mum ra Yeshu. Right? He has a terrible blemish, Yeshu. So they note that it's not quite true, but whatever. But there was a lot of discussion about this, and there's also a big machlok that we shown him whether, in fact, this is a promise or a tzivui. Meaning, is this simply a promise that the malchut remain in Yehuda, or is it a commandment that no other shevet is allowed to encroach on the Malchut? And the Ramban on this Pasuk argues that it's a prohibition. There are two versions of it. Either it's usur for anyone not from Yehuda to take the status of Melech, or it's usur specifically for Kohanim, who already have the power of the Kohuna to encroach on the political status of the Melech. And he argues that that, in the end of the day, as good as the Chashmonaim were, was their sin, and therefore the reason that their malchut had to falter and they had to, you know, die out. Okay, so the Gemara, the Mishnah continues. Ve'ezu Mashiach Hamashur Meshem and Hamishcha Lo Miruba Begadim. For these purposes, so there are two ways that someone can become a Kohen Gadol. One is through the oil, the anointing oil, and if you don't have the oil, then you can just put on the Big Day Kahuna Gadola. But for this purpose, you actually need the anointing oil. It's not enough to have the status of Kohen Gadol Meruba Begadim. You need the oil. Ain bein Kohen Mashiach v'shan HaMishchol Meruba Begadim el para abba al kol mitzvot. And then the mission notes. Indeed, this is the only difference. V'ain bein Kohen Mishamesh l'Kohen Shavar el par yom ha-kippurim v'asir ha-eifa. There's no difference between the current Kohen Gadol and the previous Kohen Gadol, except for the Par on Yom Kippur, because as we already noted, the Par Helam Davar Shel, the Par, the special Par of his personal Chet he still brings. But he obviously isn't working in the Beit HaMikdash anymore, so that Karban is brought by the Kohen Gadol. And the daily Eifa, which is brought, the daily Mincha, which is brought by the Kohen Gadol every day, so that's also the Kohen Gadol HaUved. But both of them are allowed to do the Avodat Yom Kippur, right? They're allowed to. Umitsuvim ala betula, and both of them are prohibited from marrying a non-virgin, or commanded to marry a virgin. V'asurim ala almana, they can't marry a widow. V'enam, as opposed to a regular Kohen, you can marry a widow but not a divorcee. And they can't ever become tame for their relatives, nor can they rend their clothing in expressions of mourning. And as we've said several times, they both have the status of going gadol for the purpose of making the accidental murderer return from the Ermiklat. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Sheman HaMishchasa Shasa Moshe Bamidbar, Hayusholkin Boed Karim, to the oil that Moshe made, the Shemana Mishcha, they would boil the oil, boil the spices in the oil, right? They would boil the roots in the oil, the Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how you would get the smells and all the scents that would go into the oil. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Balola Suchet Akarim, Eno Sofik, Elashorin Ergrim, Mayan Matif, Olav Shemen, Vekolet Arech, Vekapcho. Rabbi Yossi said, it can't be, because if you did that, there isn't that much oil. So there's barely enough oil to even dab it on, to smear it on all of the roots. If you boil them in, it'll be all absorbed. So rather what you do is you soak the roots in water, And then once the roots are filled with water, so they won't absorb any oil, and the spices, then the fragrance rise to the flow, to the top, and then you put oil just on top of the water to absorb the fragrance. And as we know, oil always floats on water, and therefore you can then just wipe the oil off, and it has the fragrance, right, the perfume of the roots that you put in, but not the mamashru. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, look, I agree with you that if we were relying on nature, that would be necessary. But this is the Shemana Mishcha. V'chineis echad naseh. B'Shemana Mishcha, is this the only miracle that happened? V'alo tchilato shneim asar lugin. V'meno enimshach mishkon v'kelov aron uvana v'kol shivet imam niluim. V'kulo kain latlid lavot shneim ar shemen mishchat kodesh. Yezeh li l'darot echem. That there was to begin with 12 lug, which is not like so much. And they used it to anoint the entire Mishkan, all the Kalim, Aaron, all his sons, for the entire 7 days of the Miluim. And it will exist in its entirety forever, which means that none of it was used up. So, look, I understand that Mitzius, it doesn't make sense. But, you know, it's like the Aaron, right? The Aaron didn't take up any space, according to Chazal. There are miracles that happen in the Mishkan. Get over it. Like, okay, so it had to rely on a miracle. I'm okay with that. And again, you see here in Machlokas how miraculous do you think it was? How ready are you to rely on miracles in interpreting Psukim and the like? Fine. Tani Idach. Another Braisa. Vayikach Moshe et Shemen HaMishcha vayimshach et HaMishcha mit kol asher bo. V'yehuda omer Shemen HaMishcha she'asa Moshe b'midbar kama nisim nasu bo. Right? Once he's talking the miracles, he goes right through it. He says, wow, there were so many miracles. It originally had only 12 lug and ra kama yora balat kama ikar and bolin kama or sorif. It started with 12 lug, and how much gets burned up by the and absorbed into the pot and by the roots, and the fire burns up the kama or sorif. And so 12 lug wouldn't have been enough, and there shouldn't even have been 12 lug because of the spices and the pots and the fire. And yet, uvonimshach min mishkan v'kelav v'aron uvanav kol shivit mi'amiluim uvonimshach kohanim gedolim u'melachim, and he used it for the kohanim gedolim and the kings, etc. Bafil kohen gadol ben kohen gadol ta'un mishicha, and even a second generation kohen gadol needs to be anointed, but v'ein moshchem melech ben melech. But you do not have to anoint a king, the son of a king. The im tomar mipnei mamashu et Shlomo. So then you'll say, well, then why did they anoint Shlomo? Because he was the son of a king. He was the son of David. So the Gemara answers, mipnei machlukuto shel Adoniah. Because his malchut had been challenged by Adoniah. The et Yoash, and they anointed Yoash mipnei Ataliah. Because his stepmother, had killed all his siblings and had taken over as the ruling queen mother. That Yoachaz, Mipnei Yehoyakim, they anointed Yoachaz because he was challenged by Yehoyakim, who was 2 years older than him. Shaya Golemin of Shteshanim, Otter Shemin Kayem Latid Lavo, Shinemar Shemin Mishchat Kodesh, Yezil Lidur Dechem, Vigamatria, Shneim Osar, Lugin Avu. Right? The word Zeh is the Gematria 12, so you see that everybody, that all of it is will exist, latid lavo. So let me just note one interesting point here. There's a machloket rishonim, and the truth is that it's actually a stira in Rashi's. Rashi says one thing here and something else in the parallel sugya in Kritat Daf Hey. Why is it that a melech ben melech is anointed in a case where his malchut is challenged? So one possibility is very technical, which is, as Rashi says here, why? One second. My computer is just harder to look at. Okay, I'll just say it outside. Rashi here, if I believe I'm getting this right, says that the reason was because, look, it's like a Mar Zion issue, right? People might doubt that he's the king, so you need to reinforce his malchus. But Rashi in Krisos, again, I might be mixing up which is which, says no, this is very modern. The power of the king comes from the people. And if there's a challenge to his authority, so then in fact, there is a challenge and there's actually a challenge to his authority, it diminishes his power itself, because his authority comes from the consent of the governed. So that is an interesting source to know about, b'derech klal. Okay, the Gemara continues. How do you know the Kohen Gadol, even if he's second generation, requires anointing? The Kohen HaMashiach, right, from his children. Name HaKrav HaKohen Mitachtav, Mibanav Mai HaMashiach, Kamash Malan, Dimibanav the Kohen Gadol, even HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol, below, loving Kohen Gadol, to teach you that even if he's the son of the Kohen Gadol, he has to be Mashuach in order to be the Kohen Gadol. Amar Mar, Ve'ein Moshchen Melech Ben Melech Minolan. So Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov Dichtiv Man Yarechem Imamam Lachto Vigomer Yerusha Hilochem. Because it is inheritance. That is sort of definitional to Malchus. That it is dynastic. Minolan Dechiika Machloket Boy Meshicha. How do you know when there's Machlokes you need Meshicha? V'lav called it by Malchut Moriz Malchuse Livnei. Don't you always inherit it? Shomer Papa Makra, Hu Banav Bekerev Yisrael. It has to be him amongst the Jewish people. Bizman Shalom B'Yisrael, Karinan Behu Banav, Vafilu Lablo Meshicha. If it's their Shalom, so then you're right. He is the king, even without being anointed, but if there's not shalom, so then he needs anointing. Tanya, Af Yehu ben Nimshi lo Nimshach el mebnei machlokoto shel Yoram. So Yehu was also only anointed because of the challenge of Yoram. Tepug le mishum derishon hu. Why don't you just say that Yehu was anointed because Yehu was the first in a dynasty? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ichsuri mechsura. V'hachi katani. Right, Yehu is the king who was sent by God to annihilate Beit Achav, and therefore begin a new dynasty within Yisrael. So he says, you're right. Malche Beit David, Moshchen, Malche Yisrael, Ein Meshuchen, Minalan. The kings of Beit David are anointed, but not those of Yisrael. Minalan, Amarav, Amarkra, Kum Mashcheu Kizevig, Omer, Zeton Meshicha, Ein Acher Taun Meshicha. Because you read it that specifically, Yehu needed it, but this king, Malche Beit David rather, need anointing, but not other kings. So Omar Mar, Af Yehu benim shel nimshach elam ibnei machlokuto shel Yoram. Says, Umishum machlokuto shel Yoram ben Achav nimol b'shemen. I don't understand. You can do mi'ilah on the Shemen HaMishcha just because you have to quell a machlokes. So the Gemara says, you're right, they didn't really do that. They anointed it, but not with the actual Shemen HaMishcha. They used balsam oil. That Yoachaz mipnei Yehoyakim, Sheyigadol min Ushteishanim, Umi Kashish minei, was he really older than him? But it says in Devarei Yomim, Uvnei Yoshiyahu Abachor, Yochanan Hasheni Yehoyakim, Hashlishit Tzidkiyo, Erevi'i Shalom. Which sounds like Yoachaz was the eldest. Amar Rav Yochanan, Hu Shalom Hu Tzidkiyahu, Hu Yochanan Hu Yoachaz. La'olam Yehoyakim Kashish, Umay Bechor Bechor L'Malkos. Said, first of all, Shalom is Tzidkiyah, and Yochanan is Yoachaz. There are only really two people here. And he wasn't really the eldest. When it says he was the Bechor, it meant he was the Bechor L'Malkos, because he was the one who was going to be king, but not that in age he was actually older. Umi Malchi Zutroi Mikame Kishisha. Is it true that the youngest can become king before the oldest? Vaktiv, but it says, V'ramam Lachan Natan Liyoram, Kiwa Bechor, Yehoram Alei Mamakom Avatamave, Yoyakim Lavila Malei Mamakom Avatamave. The Gemara says, you're right, he wasn't oldest, but he was the only one who was worthy of being king. And in general, this is actually how we paskin when it comes to certain forms of leadership. We paskin that leadership can actually be passed down to the son, but only if the son is Ra'i. If he's not Ra'i, so then it doesn't happen. So Amar Mar, Hu Shalom Hu Tzidkiyahu, Hu Yochanan, Hu Yoachaz. Yes, great question. Correct, or Shmuel, or many. So Amar Mar, Hu Shalom Hu Tzidkiyahu, Yochanan, Hu Yoachaz. V'chad Chad Kachashev. How could you say that's true? It says it one at a time. It said 1, 2, 3, 4. How do you get from that there's only two? How do you equate them all? So he says, my shlishi lavanim, my revila malchut. No, it said he was third of the sons. He was the fourth to kingship. The meikara malach yachad v'sof yachim v'sof yachanyal v'sof tzidkiyahu. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, hu shalom hu tzidkiyahu v'lama nikra shemo shalom. Why is tzidkiyahu called shalom? Shaya mishulam b'masav, because he was perfect. Igan amri shalom sheshlomo malchut be David b'yamav. Or tzidkiyahu was the last king of Yehuda. So it meant that the kingdom stopped. It was completed in his day, and then you moved on to beyond Malchut Beit David. Umashmo, what was his actual name? Mitanya Shmo. Shneamar v'imloch melech bavel et Mitanya dodo tachtov v'yasev shmo tzidkiyahu. Because it says in Malachim, his name was Mitanya. Right? This is not even a drasha. His name was Mitanya, and the king of Babel changed his name to Tzidkiyahu. Because Amar lei ka yatzik alech aradinim timrodbi. Meaning to say, God will wreak judgment against you if you rebel against me. Uktiv, and he rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar and imposed him, upon him an oath of God. And now the Gemara says, "Mihave Shemen HaMishcha." Was there even Shemen HaMishcha in his time? Vatanya Misha Nignaz Aron. When the Aron was hidden away, Nignaz Shemen HaMishcha and said, "Namanu Machlo Shel Aron." Shkediyov Rachyov Argash Shachul Plishtim Daron Israel Shnemar Vet Kleazav Asher Shivotam Lo Asham Dasim Bargaz Mitzido Shachtoma Ito Bahalach. When the Aron was saved, was hidden, the Mun was hidden, the Shemana Mishka was hidden, the Aron, the staff that Aron used, you know, to establish his kahuna post the challenge of Korach was hidden. The presence that the Plishtim had sent, if you remember from the beginning of Shmuel, that when they captured the Aron, they were plagued with hemorrhoids and mice and all types of things, and they sent gifts to with the Aron to the Jews to try to appease God. All of those got hidden as well, so it wasn't there. Umi Gnazo, let's just do the next line. Umi Gnazo, Yoshiyahu HaMelech Gnazo, Sherosh HaKatuv B'Torah, Yoleich Hashem Atchav En Malkei Chav V'Gomer, Tziva V'Gnazum, Shneamar Bayom Levim, Avinim V'Chol Yisrael HaKadoshim LaHashem, Du Aron HaKodesh, Bevayit Asher Panah Shlomo, Ben David Melech Yisrael, Ein Lemechem Asa B'Katev Atav, Du Aron HaKodesh, Ben Amo Yisrael. Because Yoshiyahu saw that they were going to go into Galut, so he told the Levim to hide it away. V'Amner Lazar, Az Hashem, Sham, Az Mishmeret, Mishmeret, Az Doros, Doros. And we make a series of Gzeira Shavot to teach you that when he hid it away, he hid it along with the staff and with the man, etc. So the Gemara answers like it did before. Amara Papa Bafars Madachya. You're right. It wasn't the actual Shemen HaMishcha. It was the anointing oil. It was balsam oil.